Let's get to it.
Let's do Grandy's grades. Let's go.
How did the 49ers grade out this week? Did they pass? Did they fail? Let's find out. It's time for Grandy's Grades on Willard and Dibs.
All right, time for Grandy's Grades. We've been waiting all day for this moment.
Been waiting all day for Tuesday night. Let's
Kansas
go!
Kansas City 28, San Francisco 18. We begin, as always, with quarterbacks. You guys have already said Brock Purdy's worst game of his career. I agree. For that performance, I gave Brock an F.
I don't even know what to add here. That was an F. That was three interceptions. All of them were bad interceptions. Two of them came at momentous occasions within the game. There were missed throws. Sure, there was a Brandon Ayuk drop, etc., etc. There was the fun sneak where he got in, but yeah, he did the wrong things at the wrong time, and yes, worst performance of his career. How could it not be an F?
It's a D. He had a couple of big long passes, and he had a couple of quarterback sneaks, a couple of scrambles that kept things alive, and I'm harsh on him for the three interceptions, but can't give him a full-on flat-out F, even though the interceptions came at big moments. I gave him a D.
The two 41-yard completions would have been touchdowns if he leads his receivers as well. But whatever.
That is a little picky. When people want that to just be perfectly in stride, look at Mahomes' throw to Worthy. Hooked it over his head.
Yep.
I'd much rather be underthrown by a yard than overthrown by a yard. No.
If he's open enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
If you underthrow it enough, it could be picked off.
Anyway,
whatever.
I gave him an F.
Up next, skill positions, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. For this group, I gave them a C+. Difficult to grade because you have so many guys that in and out of the lineup. Ayuk and Debo. Debo hardly even played. Kittle was good. They're going up against one of the best rush defenses in the NFL. Mason wasn't terribly explosive, but was serviceable. C+ for that group for me.
I have what do you think? What's your grade on
B-?
This?
B-. And the big demerit for me was the Ayuk drop, which was game-changing, and before he got hurt, obviously, and I think that Mason did his level best against a great rush defense. George Kittle counts in this for me, and he was terrific. Pearsall didn't make a lot of mistakes. They didn't make a lot of huge plays, but I gave them a B-. They were pretty solid in the game.
Y'all are soft today, man. George Kittle's performance is the only reason this isn't in the DF range. For me, this is a C-. I thought Jordan Mason was actually hesitant, even though I will acknowledge there were not a lot of holes there. It wasn't great, but Brandon Ayuk, not only a terrible injury, but yes, a terrible drop. I don't blame Debo for not playing, Juwan Jennings either. And the new guys are the new guys, so I'm not necessarily expecting a whole lot, but if you've got a big stat running around about how nobody's open, nobody's getting open all day, nobody's getting any separation, well, that's your job. That's your job. You got to go get open, and no one got open. It's a C-minus for me.
Up next, we got the offensive line. No sacks of Brock Purdy. Chris Jones, nowhere to be found all game long. Not the greatest running game, as we already talked about, but I thought it was an okay performance. A C for the offensive line.
That feels about, I might even give it a C+, to be honest. Well, you snuck a sentence in there that for me, Dibs, is the one we were all hoping for. Chris Jones, nowhere to be found.
Right.
That had to be the game plan, and at least they did that part.
Yes, but it's a C- for me, in part because of the terrible penalties, the opening drive, Brendel with a hold, Trent Williams had a hold. You couldn't really run the ball. I know Kansas City has a great run defense, but Brock Purdy had to scramble a few times. They were not remarkable. C- for me.
All right, up next, we go over to the defense. The front seven is the down linemen and the linebackers. This was an ugly performance for me. Front seven gets a D+. You look at some of the numbers for the Kansas City offense, it nothing eye-popping, especially on the ground. Kareem Hunt only averaged 3.5 yards per carry, but in the second half, they just salted away that game on the ground. The front seven gets a D+ for me.
I'm going to push that much up more into the C range for me because I'm going to acknowledge that while everything you just said about their second half performance is true, some of that is on the offense. because when you're turning the ball over and you're not able to sustain anything as an offense, your defense is going to get tired in the fourth quarter. And I thought they did pressure Patrick Mahomes pretty well. Obviously, he did not throw any touchdowns. They forced him into a couple of turnovers. He's a hard guy to sack, so... I get all that. It was not a great performance, but the defense was pretty good for most of this game, so I'll give them a C.
And I do think you have to add in the Kalia Davis batten catch,
which was
a big pivotal moment. You had a Floyd sack. You had a Bosa sack. I gave it a level C. Thought about going higher, but then those last two drives, they just got gashed. So for me, it's just a C.
No doubt. It was worse at the end for the front seven. Up next is the secondary. This is the star of the day for me. I mean, you guys have talked about the last couple of days. That group gets an A for me. Lenore was incredible. Malik Mustafa with a couple of awesome tackles. I know he got ran over by Mahomes at the goal line, but all in all, I'm not sure I can find too much to be upset about for any of the guys that played in the secondary. That group gets an A for me.
That feels a little hot, but they were good. A minus, B plus, kind of a performance for me. Mustafa gets knocked over at the goal line, even though he made some wonderful plays, and I don't know that even if he didn't get knocked over, Patrick was going to score on that play.
Yeah.
Charvarius Ward kind of got beat, but then caught up to Travis Kelce to break up a pass. Lenore is wonderful. He's been one of the best 49ers all year. So I'll agree with you that that was probably the best group on the field. Not quite enough for an A, but just below it for me.
Yeah, B plus for me, and then you highlighted all of the great plays. And Lenore with a gimme interception, but he also got that and turned it into about a 35-yard return. And Mustafa's quietly become probably my third favorite defensive player behind Bosa and Warner. He's fun to watch.
He is very fun to watch. I look forward to every week with him on the field. Up next, special teams. You stopped the fake punt. But you also gave up a big punt return. D-plus special teams. This is kind of a carryover effect from every other week. It's not getting any better.
Also, made a 55-yard field goal. And missed an extra point.
Right.
So there's the yin and the yang kind of a day. It's not good enough. The special teams, I actually am going to give them a D minus. The only reason I don't give them an F is because of the fake punt stoppage. But I'm also going to factor in that you're not just bad this week, you're bad every week. You're bad every week. Your special teams are an F period this whole season.
Yep. Flat D. You had a 57-yard punt, which turned into a 2-yard net on a 55-yard return. And, yeah, the field goal made was good. The missed PAT turned out to be a crusher because you were down 9 instead of down 8 when they scored.
That's a good point.
Gave them just a straight-up flat D.
That's fair. And last but not least, coaching. A D-minus for me. This would have been an F if there weren't injuries and a change to the game plan the second the game starts. You didn't really see a lot of adjustments in the second half. You saw the Chiefs just kind of control the game on the ground in the second half. Not that the defense was bad by any stretch. D minus for the coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, when you talk about coaching, we immediately think of Kyle and we think of play calling, but coaching happens on the other side of the ball too. And so the defense, I thought, largely for the most part, they did what you were asking them to do for three quarters against Patrick Mahomes. Certainly kept the team in the football game. So I'm going to give a nod to that. And you make a good point that the offense is just without so many players. So that sort of prevents an F. C minus D plus for me.
It's a flat D, and I do give them points for keeping the defense on the field on that 4th-and-1. They learned from their mistake, and they stopped the fake punt, but they made no adjustment defensively in the last two drives where they were getting the ball run down their throat. And again, Kyle, at the end of the first half, I don't like what he does with the clock. You had one timeout and a second down, and you threw it where if you run it there, you still have control of the run-pass option. I don't think that Kyle makes good decisions with the ball at the end of halves, and ultimately they didn't look ready. Jerry Rice said as much on the Morning Roast.
Yeah.
You can't come out flat in a Super Bowl rematch. It's a D, Kyle, and stuff.
We are presented by Fremont Bank and Stuff, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Okay, those of you on hold, Dollar Bill and Cowboy Sal, stay right where you are. And if you want the Niners to make a trade, what position? You get one trade.